Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Who bringing us back from the rock opera Tommy. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can watch, you can listen to thousands of different pieces of information that I and or my Brain Trust members have created and we've made available to you there. That website is 15 years old. It's the URL, I should say, not the website. The website's a lot newer than that. But the URL, we've had that since 1997. And as you know, next month, we're going to be celebrating our 15th anniversary of the show. So I'm looking forward to that next week, I should say. Next week will be a little extra obnoxious, a little bit more than usual. Because it's our milestone week. Dr. Melissa Luke is here. She's a new friend. She's the author of Life in the World of YOMO, 12 Steps to a Perfect Career. She's helping people through human analytics change the way they think about their careers, their lives, their futures. Melissa, thanks again for hanging out with us. What the heck is YOMO?
Well, excellent question. I didn't think that too many people wanted to listen to things about quantum physics and neurology, so I had to create a cartoon avatar called a YOMO, and it's really a cartoon avatar to build creativity, to spark your creativity and bring you back to a childlike state. And so I basically have people fill in, steal people's personalities. I have them go through their life and try to restructure.
You're not like everybody else, are you?
No, I'm a little weird. I'd rather draw and color and create cartoons.
You don't know anything about lines. You've never colored inside the lines in your life.
I definitely haven't.
So tell us more about YOMO.
So basically it was...
Is this your alter ego?
It is my alter ego. In fact, the YOMO was built off of... It's not an acronym for anything, which is kind of funny. People are always looking for an acronym. But when I was getting my doctorate, I sat in my house for days and weeks on end writing my dissertation. I wouldn't come out. My neighbors would open up the door. They nicknamed me Mo. And they would open up the door and yell at me and say, "Yo, Mo, take a shower and come over here and have dinner." So it just made me happy, and that's where it came from.
I got you. So what can we learn from YOMO?
Well, basically, we're learning how to innovate. We're going back to a childlike state. We're thinking differently, and we're trying to build creativity in our brain again. IBM did a study several years ago, and they surveyed several thousands of managers globally, and they found that one of the top three things that managers need and companies that people that are building companies right now that are looking for is creativity. And that's what we're teaching children in college not to be, is creative. We have taken the creativity out of people in college. I'm not a big advocate for college. I don't think it's really meant for everybody. Mm-hmm. And in fact, half the people that are in there should probably leave. And it's we're not really pushing creativity at the university level.
Well, that's one thing. I agree with you. And I'll tell you, only recently have the business schools really started even coming close to preparing business graduates for business, for the marketplace.
Exactly.
They teach them stuff, but they don't teach them, you know, how you apply the stuff. Now, more recently, I'm going to say in the last 10 years or so, they have been doing more entrepreneurial training. So I'm glad about that. But you're exactly right. I mean, how many doctors and lawyers did they turn out that without teaching any of them how to run a practice?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just bizarre. So I agree with you about that.
It's really funny that you said that, because I was just down in a conference training a bunch of medical doctors and dentists just on how to make their practice a little bit better. They have no clue on how to run a company. They know how to fix your teeth and do whatever it is that they do, but they don't know. In fact, when I think back to my MBA, which I got, I think, 15 years ago, I recall learning how to do a Gantt chart, but I can't remember a lot more outside of that.
Mm-hmm. So as we go forward, and I'm calling this thing that we're in and headed toward, I'm calling it the age of the customer. What is your best advice for people who are maybe in that response to that survey we talked about last segment? You know, they're not happy with where they are. You said something about starting a business or whatever. What would you have them do?
For people that are looking to do something differently?
Yeah. They want to take charge of their lives, but maybe they're not ready to start a business.
I would have them sit down. Actually, I would have them read my book because it's a brilliant book.
No, if you do say so yourself.
If I do say myself.
We love shameless plugs here on the show. Go ahead.
But I would really have them sit back and look at a different mindset. And again, now you don't walk from your job and just not pay your bills anymore. Mm-hmm. But you have to refocus down on what this is such a great time to start a company and start to innovate. In fact, I'm certain you know this, that in down economies, that is some of the most incredibly lucrative companies have come outside of down economies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunity out there. As you said just a couple of minutes before I came on, there's not a lot of money to be had, but it's a fantastic time to start thinking and making yourself happy. There's no reason that you should walk around for the rest of your life being miserable in your job. So start looking at things that you like to do and start being creative with
it. One thing I know, Melissa, is this nation has given us liberty, but we're in charge of our own happiness.
Absolutely.
Can I have your website again, please?
It's drmelissaluke.com.
The book is called Life in the World of YOMO, so check it out, folks. Melissa, come back again real soon.
I would love to. Thank you for having
Thanks
me, Jim.
Dr. Melissa Luke, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.